Now, I've heard people say to you, why do you say these things? Why do you make us look bad? You're talking about corruption. You're talking about people, you know, not going to work, not following procedures, and you shouldn't be doing this, that we've been put down enough by people outside the reservation. Here you are doing it too. How do you answer those people?
Well, because what I talk about is reality. And anybody who doesn't think these things are happening is lying to themselves. And there's nothing more hurtful to an individual or to a town or a society that lies to itself. If I wasn't, if there was an alcoholic who would not admit to the fact he was alcoholic, he would never get help. If there was a coach who wouldn't accept the fact that he had some shortcomings that was holding his team back, that team would never go anyplace. So self-honesty is critical to any character development. Self-honesty is critical to any community overcoming its problems. And by simply ignoring the reality and attacking anybody else who chooses to speak to reality, we are holding ourselves in poverty. We are holding ourselves. We are holding ourselves as I can't think of the word, but we are holding ourselves prisoner to all the unethical acts that are committed day in and day out. Until we get honest about these acts and these unethical acts that are committed day in and day out, we will never address them.
Well, how do you answer people who say, well, then you're blaming the victim, that people don't have policies and procedures, they don't have this because the BIA ran everything for years and never had the chance to get an education and to get professional experience. It's not their fault. I hear those kinds of arguments for every group.
Well, that one's easy to answer. You know, people have been victimized. Indian people have been victimized throughout the centuries and throughout the years. And we could stay in our role of victim and complain and complain and complain and point to other people and other organizations why we live the way we do. Or we could come out of our victim role and take responsibility for our own life. And once we take our responsibility for our own life, we will find out that some of these things that we blame other people for, or blame the past for, that we have the power to fix. And so, I say, let's quit being a victim. Let's take charge of our life, take charge of our reservation, and make a good life for our kids, for our families and children.